Hey, only three more houses to go.
Yeah, the kids are loving it, but we've been caroling for almost 2 hours now.
So what's for dinner when we get back?
Yeah.
Home Run In Pizza, making your holidays easier one slice at a time.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Morning. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Collins and the Wildcats return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 for the non-conference finale. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. The Bulls have lost three of their last four after falling to Washington 107-97 last night. Dwayne Wade says the way the team is playing right now asks too much of Jimmy Butler.
Well, offensively, we just gotta be able to move bodies. It doesn't matter if a guy knows who is going to. It's just, you know, if the paint is packed because you're running one action, then it's gonna be tough. A guy gotta make an unbelievable shot. That's putting a lot of pressure on Jimmy. We put a lot of pressure on Jimmy in the fourth quarter to make a lot of plays because, you know, we're running just one action. So we got to get more action, more body movement. And they got to come from us as players, too. You know, obviously some of it is play calling as well, but some of it is, you know, we got to get out the way. We got to move. We got to keep them honest. We're asking a young guy to, you know, make every shot he take with bodies in front of him and, you know, step backs and all these things. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to do.
The Bulls take on Charlotte tomorrow. Kyle Fuller is done with Bears football for the season, maybe forever. Yesterday, the team returned Fuller to IR after clearing him medically way back on November 30th. Head coach John Fox.
Anytime a guy gets injured, it's disappointing. It's nobody's fault. I think, in this case, we just didn't deem him, our best option for a roster spot to move to the active roster right now.
Both Fox and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio have questioned Fuller's desire in the last few days. Fuller said yesterday, though, that he wants and expects to be playing for the Bears in 2017. That remains to be seen. Blackhawks host Colorado tomorrow. Today, the Hawks recalled Tanner Carroll from Rockford and placed Artem Anisimov on IR retroactive to Sunday. Both Anisimov and Marian Hossa out for tomorrow's game, but Corey Crawford will return from IR to get the start. In baseball, the Cubs will play on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN five times in 2017. And Ken Rosenthal says the Pirates still pulling out all the stops to try to pry Jose Quintana away from the White Sox. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. 670 The Score's holiday broadcast today, brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
Love them Bears.
Go eat your Big Mac and shut up.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had her updates all day long. We appreciate it. Back at the shop along with Julie. Nick Shepkowski, the best. The best. Thank you, Shep. Thank you to Rick Camp, who is a better fat guy than Shep.
Shep said he was the worst fat guy ever. Because
he doesn't like peanut butter.
I'm thinking Jim Belushi. You know, just off the top of my head. Worst fat guy ever.
Oh, boy.
I don't get it.
Well, thank you to all of them. And thank you to anybody else that might have helped back there. Might have been Brendan McCaffrey. It may not have been, frankly.
I just saw B-Mac here.
He's here.
Oh, okay. Oh, then he probably didn't help back there. Well, thank you in general to B-Mac for everything that he does. Thank you to our guest today, Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, Matt Bowen of ESPN Insider, among other places, and Paul Charchian.
That huge applause, by the way.
Yes.
Was not for us,
no,
Matt Spiegel.
Had nothing to do with us.
This huge crowd, the fact that you can't get a parking spot anywhere within a mile of here.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing,
actually.
It's not
because of us. It's because of Terry Bors. Welcome, Terry Bors.
Hello,
and
T-Bow.
Dan Bernstein.
Hi. Hello, Bernstein.
It is very, very clear that for everything else that will be said over the next 5 hours, the great legacy of the Bors and Bernstein show, in part, is the ability to bring together hordes of remarkably unattractive people.
And we're not even talking about the other shows.
Yeah. You just mean the four people right here at the desk.
Yes, for starters.
It has been long been a skill over the last 17 years.
And yet,
years.
While the unemployment rate in the country has plummeted to somewhere around 5% among Bors and Bernstein listeners, it appears to be somewhere around 83.
Yeah, no, it's...
Thank you. Yes, the Lee Elia rant in full effect.
You know, the first time I was ever in this building, I've mentioned a couple times, I was not working for the Score at the time, but I came by. It was the 10th anniversary. You guys broadcast here. It's 15 years ago. And I believe Ramblin' Red Rectum, was part of, there was a band, there was like a country music band that was part of the
thing.
Right.
It was John Howell's band.
It was John Howell's, big John Howell's band.
Captain
That's
John
exactly
Crackpick,
right.
Yep.
You remember that?
Well, you'll hear from him soon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that was probably, it was like our 1500th show or something like that.
I think it was the 10th anniversary of the whole station.
Well, okay, because we did another one here. Was it the 15th when Terry fell through the stage?
I wasn't here then.
That's when Bernie Mac
broke
was
my
here.
Back in six places. Yeah, and he still bounced back.
Terry did a Ditka. He walked up and Terry was gone and he had fallen off the
stage. And Bernie Mac was here?
Yeah, Bernie Mac was here. He was terrific.
See, I don't know this. Some stuff I missed. I was gone for a while.
Anyone still alive from that show?
No, Terry's dead. Bernie Mac is dead. They're all gone. And I remember saying something to Bernie Mac, asking him about Ocean's 12, and he's like, oh, that was just a terrible movie.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
Yes. 11 and 13, very good.
He was honest. He's very funny.
I have been, Terry doesn't have the show email, so I have been over the last couple of weeks, ever since Terry announced.
Terry doesn't even use a computer.
That's not true. Ever since
Terry's fingers haven't worked for a
decade. Retirement, I have been forwarding all of the messages. There have been a couple kinds of messages. There's just been sort of the generalized well-wishing to Terry. There have been those who have marked milestones of their life in the last 17 years, because it's a long-ass time.
It is a long time.
It's over a third of my earthly existence has been this show, been contemporaneous with this show. And
well over a third.
Well, yeah, it would be 3 times 17 is 51, right?
Oh, boy, here we go.
47.
It's really got to make you question your existence.
Oh, I already have. I've answered those questions. All the answers are bad.
Bernsey, join the club on questioning your existence. Yes, join the club.
Don't worry. Yes, others have also questioned the reasons for my existence. But
yeah,
you're not questioning your existence.
I don't question my own existence. I question your existence.
But some of the letters have just been downright disturbing.
Why?
Because people have been saying how much, and I get it, saying the what the show has meant to me, and this is, I had my legs removed, or I got some horrible disease.
Ron Santo sent you an email?
People in my life died, or...
Yeah, we threw away his memorabilia.
Yes, we did. It's on the dumpster out back. Yeah,
not recently, bad. I would imagine.
But just there are just so many things. You just these awful stories.
Well, you know what? Because here's the thing. We live our lives in this weird little radio bubble where we show up every day and do what we do and prepare for one show at a time, T-Bors.
But there are so many folks in this room, mm-hmm. let alone in the listening audience, that continue to live their lives and have whatever goes on. And we might not know all their details. We usually don't. But they know all of ours.
We've got several of them now, though. We've got many details.
But they know most of ours. They know most of yours. They know some of the stuff. And they feel like they know you. And the truth is, of course, that they do.
They do. Yeah.
They do.
I can't deny that. They do.
It's just... I think it was Woody Allen or somebody else. Is 90% of life is just showing up.
Don Zimmer said that too.
It's just,
and then he was in Maywood.
And then he got naked on his way to Maywood. And then he got naked and bent over and showed me Sacagawea.
Chasing Bernie Linsico.
And then Pedro Martinez threw him behind the home plate.
But that's what this is. It just you keep showing up, and when you figure it's 5 hours a day for that many years, and you're just kind of there the whole time. It's so much of it is a
some days you don't know what you're doing.
It's a testament to just sort of always being there, I guess.
I think that's what it is. I think being there is 98% of it.
Peter,
I really do.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. On that topic, I'll never forget my first day.
Reference?
My first day with Mac 7.5 years ago now, which
like
is surprising.
Like I said, being there is half the battle.
Right. Yeah. So, 7.5 years ago, June 15th, 2009, when I showed up, and it was me and Dan McNeil. A couple days before, I was worried, what am I supposed to do? And I called a friend of mine, Buzz Kilman. You know Buzz?
Buzz Kilman, yeah.
Radio legend, used to work with Dahl and Brandmeier and everybody else. And Buzz said this to me. He said, prepare as hard as you can. Work about everything. Learn stuff. And then show up. And that was the totality of his instructions.
You're going to have to talk louder. Danny's in New York.
I am. Say that a little bit louder for him. But how beautiful are those instructions? I mean, you've worked your whole life to know stuff. Work a little more if you think you need to. And then just freaking show up and be you. And Terry, you've shown up a lot over the last 17 years.
Not so much recently, but a lot.
A lot over 17 years.
What you've done is you've helped people get from one place to another.
That's exactly right.
Whether it was in snow or rain or sleet or horrible traffic or just the bad day that they were having or their life in general, you helped them get from one place to another. And that is, it's not a small thing. And that's why they feel like you're part of their life.
Yeah. There's a crowd of real people here at Real Time Sports, man. Real people. Some folks I know who have listened to you
for a long time.
For me, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, when you have a newspaper background, you're not used to people being around you or saying anything to you. You're sort of anonymous.
No, you just get the hate mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back then, people didn't write. I got plenty of hate letters. You know, Peter wrote me for years. But I'm all for eating the dog. Hey, come on. It was there.
Seoul, South Korea.
This is so different than that, and I never really quite got it all until these last couple months. I finally get it. I finally get the connection to people. I mean, we've had connections from the beginning because we were out and about with people from the very beginning of the station. I don't know where the hell we had the Monday Night Football remotes, all kinds of stuff we did. Not the show, just going out and meeting people.
I went to some of those Monday nights. Those were amazing.
Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, I should have gotten
McNeil to them. Yelling at a room full of people because they were too busy watching Beverly Hills.
That's what he did.
Absolutely, I totally remember that. And driving trivia contests just to like make people pay attention.
Yep. Oh, he'd yell at us. He'd scream at us.
We're not important enough to you. The football game doesn't matter. You'd rather watch your soap opera? Okay.
I'm never coming back
to Lincoln Park and these pretentious men.
Well, he was doing all this.
I don't blame him.
He was the guy that would stand on a chair and scream at everybody and score parties. When Judd Surratt left, he screamed, I went to war every day with this guy. Tell for this guy. Oh, Danny, relax. Calm down. I go to war every day with this guy. I think, oh, for the love of God. And now, I mean, I know he's crazy. He'll be on the 5th, by the way.
I'm really,
glad. Yeah. We'll do a lot with that.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this, Terry, but I remember because Brian Hanley covered the Cubs in 1993. It was his only year on the Cubs. I can't say the same thing. But if you remember this, Brian told me a story about you and Seth in the early days and how you weren't sure you even wanted to do this or were going to continue to do this.
That was every day.
Seth Mason?
Yes, Seth Mason. Yeah. Early days
also
of the story.
We'll also visit him.
And Brian called Seth and said, Terry's not sure he's going to do this. He's not sure if he's going to go newspaper or go radio, but he's doing one or the other, and he's done with doing both, and he's got to figure this out. And Brian went to bat for you, and Seth called you. And would you have known in those days that we would be here these many years later and you'd still be doing this?
No. I was worried about having a job the next day for the first number of years there because it just never seemed to get any better, at least by what was the measurables in those days. It just wasn't, you know, I mean, I worried about it from day one till I don't know, year eight or whatever, that I think, I think, you know, maybe this thing does have legs after all.
It's funny, you talk about the measurables. That, just, I wouldn't have thought of this, but it recalls a piece of advice that I got. You brought up Buzz Kilman.
Buzz Kilman, yeah.
And I spoke to Ron Majors at one point. It just so happened we were talking. And
you interned there, right?
No, I interned at Channel 2.
It was CBS?
In
okay.
89.
He was getting coffee for Harry Porterfield.
Still.
Del Arakawa and Lester Holt. He's still getting coffee for Gene Siskel.
I know he is.
But all of the changing metrics and measurables and everything, and whether, you know, ratings and revenue and how everybody's judged. And here's what Ron Majors said. He said, you know what? He said, I got to be honest with you. I say it, and it is beamed off into space.
Right. And it's gone.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
And there's nothing you can do.
You know what?
He said it's going to Pluto somewhere. He said, right. Once I say it, I don't care.
It's a little different now with the fact that things remain in existence and remain on your record, etc. And, you know, there's stuff like that. But I understand the thought process, because you got to get to the next segment. And you guys are going to get to the next segment. Chris Tannehill has a lot of production stuff
today.
Yeah. He's the best.
He's also been working on the soundtrack of my life for the January 5th show.
Oh, is he really? I got to tell you, man. I mean, and Tanny, I love you, and I think you're unbelievable.
There are no Grateful Dead show. Nothing.
If I haven't said so, Tanny, in terms of a job that I did, that Matt Fishman did, that Jason Goff did, that Shepkowski does, that Dave Miska did, that Jay Zawoski has done, everybody's done a great job, but Tanny is remarkable. So I look forward to whatever he brings to your afternoon.
Thank you, Speed.
Today.
Appreciate it.
Terry, I just want to say you've won. You won. You won the game of life. Bless you. Godspeed. And
right,
thanks for everything you've done.
You got it, man. Thanks for filling in. Thanks for being me so many days when I couldn't
you know
be
what?
Me.
I'm glad you said that. Somebody needed to say it.
No, absolutely.
He did a nice
great.
Job.
It's terrific.
And Barry and a host of others, too.
Yeah, yes. A lot of other
people. And behind the scenes, too. That there was it showed the strength of the show being able to operate itself in a lot of ways, being able to fold in so many people and make them a part of this.
Yeah.
And that's because a lot of people get the bit and a lot of people work very hard at it.
All right, boys, have fun.
All right,
we're going to be here for a while and have a drink and hang out with the peoples, because there's some good peoples here.
Yes, there are.
Some of our people are here.
You bet they are.
Which is pretty remarkable. So for everybody here at Real Time Sports, thank you so much. 1120 West Devon Avenue in Elk Grove Village, if you'd like to come by. There's a little space here, if not any, in the parking lot. Barry Rosner, thank you for a wonderful 4 days, my brother. Had a great time. Thank you to everybody. Have a great afternoon, all. I'll be here. And Boers and Bernstein, their final show, which is outrageous, is coming up next on 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
I'm Greg Giannotti, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. It's really easy to look at Grayson Allen of Duke's third trip of an opponent last night and formulate a very negative opinion of him. He's a punk. He's a baby. Suspend him. While I do agree suspending him indefinitely was the right move, I'm not so sure about the other two. Grayson Allen's reaction last night made this different. He was upset with himself. Inconsolable. Emotional. Tears in his eyes. I don't know about you, but the punks, babies, and jerks I've come across aren't instantaneously remorseful. They usually double down on their behavior. I'm not interested in making an excuse for Grayson Allen, because there isn't an excuse for his behavior. But I am interested in finding an explanation. Clearly, this is a guy who has issues controlling himself in the heat of competition. Just telling him to stop isn't good enough. Coach K needs to get him into counseling, and right now, their season could ride on it. I'm Greg Giannotti.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Hey, only three more houses to go?
Yeah, the kids are loving it, but we've been caroling for almost 2 hours now.
So what's for dinner when we get back?
Yeah.
Home Run In Pizza, making your holidays easier one slice at a time.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts. But free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All friends, 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. Interesting item. Interesting music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oaklawn.
Spores and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
This is the end.
Get out of here. I hate you too.
My only friend, the end.
August 16th, 1999 to December 22nd, 2016. The final Boers and Bernstein broadcast that actually includes both Boers and Bernstein.
Have we made people mad over the years? Oh, yeah, sure.
Two gutless wonders are at it again. Boers and Bernstein.
Have we made people happy over the years?
Yes. I think so.
Clark is from Des Plaines. $10 question. In what year did the Bears clinch the NFC North in a Christmas Day game against the Packers?
83.
Mike in Milwaukee on the Score.
Is this Boers? I forgot what I was going to call Bob. But...
It's Bob in Niles. Hi, Bob.
Hello there.
Bob, we love you.
What about Thanks? Is he going to come back?
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
Second book was Where's Harry, which was a very funny book, and did nicely.
First of all, it's not Ryan. It's Rhine. Rhine. Not Ryan.
You got the papers there, dammit. My blood pressure's going up. Are you crazy?
This is the end.
Every caller is an idiot.
Beautiful friend.
You can kiss a sick monkey's wet ass. St. Louis bitch. Silly St. Louis bastard.
This is the end.
Who cares?
Boers and Bernstein.
Weird.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And now, live from Real Time Sports Bar in Elk Grove Village, it's the final Boers and Bernstein show broadcast, celebrating over 17 years of one of the longest partnerships in the history of Chicago radio. Now, here are your hosts for their final broadcast together, Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. We're going to make you several promises. We'll keep them today for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. The only thing I can promise that we are doing today at 5 o'clock for one final time, we are going to do...
Will you crap it?
And we are looking forward to it. From what I understand from just reading the tea leaves and hearing what might be going on, I think we are our expectations will be met. I think we'll be good because it's only and no e-craps today. It's just going to be the phone lines. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today. And we also have giveaways. We are going to give away a foursome and a golf cart rental package at Bolingbrook Golf Club. We've got Jets Pizza to give away, and we have a pair of $50 Lover's Lane gift cards to give away as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
We do.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We are also streaming to the Score's Facebook page, apparently, as well today. And we
My Facebook thing never took off. There was a lot. My Facebook, that did not take off.
That was a different book thing.
Did not get a single entrance.
It wasn't supposed to, and that's probably good.
It didn't. But
we have texting and sexting at 67011. You text or sext. We reply. Message and data rates may apply. The Tech Zone is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein, boersandbernstein.com. There for you for one more day as well. And the radio.com app on your mobile device allows you to stream the show wherever you may be. We are at Real Time Sports, 1120 West Devon Avenue in Elk Grove Village. A lot of memories here. A lot of station memories, a lot of show memories.
Of memories some people I know would like to forget. After hours.
Oh,
those memories.
Yes, that's some of that, too. There was something that went on in the bathroom.
Things were odd.
Yes, they were all kinds of
things
were a little stories odd around there as well. Our engineer today, we got two, I guess we got both of them today. We have both Dominic Mendocino.
Somebody came in, his name's Harry, and he says that, I mean, you connect the dots.
He's Dominic the Punisher.
Dave Miska.
Finally, former Steeler defensive coordinator Bud Carson died today at the age of 75. Carson was the architect of the Iron Curtain. The Steel Curtain, rather.
Finally, he's dead. He's my CPA, my CPR, my EMT, my ENT. My guy, Dave Miska. Love him.
Does he get one more mayoral appointment?
No. We're done with it.
That's it?
It didn't take. No. He's leaving anyway.
That's over, too. You've been fired as mayor of everything.
Mayor of everything. You're fired.
Our producer on site is Matt Abaticola.
Among yesterday's attendees at the wake, all the children of Johnny Red Kerr, who will be buried on Thursday.
And that's news to them.
Damn those poor kids. Yeah,
that's really bastards. Too bad. You know, dad dies, and hey, all of you are going to be buried on Thursday.
Oh. I have learned to love Matt Abaticola over low these many years, and that will never change.
At the Score Studios, we have Brett Lyons.
2-1. A swing and a long one to right. This is going to go a three-homer game for Johnson. Hi, that was out of here quick. Sox lead 9-0. He's on the team for next year.
Brett Lyons, a frequent villain and help with this show over the years, and we always appreciate it.
And he's assisted today by Anthony Gill, a.k.a. Tony Fish.
Breaking Bears news. John Fox has been fired.
This is all a problem.
No,
he's not. I don't think so. I'd like that, but he's not going to be fired.
And on the board, working his magic for today, and as he will, certain, for January 5th, which is Terry's big tribute send-off show, Chris Tannehill.
The whole world was worried about you this week. We just wanted to get you on TV so they know you were okay. You're okay everywhere. You're good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I know you should call, but I'm okay. You know, I'm bullying my hand, you know, and my trainer told me they don't have my side. You know, I can't do anything. You know, I have to play like that.
And because the January 5th show already has 28 guests, I think that's a little crowd even for 5 hours, and we have nothing to do with sports whatsoever except the bottom and top of every hour of the updates. But today we will also leave it up to you. We're not really, we were talking about this before. We're not really planning on talking any sports today.
No, not today.
Not a bit.
No, we're here for you today. And it's taken many years to understand the very different kinds of relationships that people have had with this particular radio show. And
oh, God.
The big Terry tribute show is going to be on the 5th. But this is, so he's not done. This is not Terry's farewell to radio quite yet. This is the final episode of the Boers and Bernstein show after 17 years and 4 months and thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. This one is it, and I'm going to soak it up. So
I am.
You want to talk sports? Sorry.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
Good riddance.
It's a bad
one. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. You know,
wait a minute,
I love you.
I invented the Iron Curtain.
Well, I can't believe you died. Listen, I want you to know this is the first show here that I cared about, and I stopped caring within a week. But it was the first show that I ever cared about. I love both of you, and I'm glad to be here today. And that's the nicest thing I will ever say to either of you.
Yeah, now stop that.
Okay, goodbye now. Stop. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Cats return to Welsh Ryan tonight, 7 o'clock, for the non-conference finale. Tickets available, nusports.com. Despite a 3-11 record, just two games to go for the Bears. Receiver Alshon Jeffrey says they still want to win those.
No, definitely. Everybody want to go out there and put together a good game, and hopefully we come out with a win.
Well, they'll play Washington Christmas Eve. That's Saturday. Kyle Fuller is going to stay on injured reserve for the rest of the year. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov, they're both out for the Blackhawks tomorrow when they take on Colorado due to injury. Corey Crawford will come back, however. He is going to get the start in goal. The Bulls will play tomorrow against Charlotte. In college basketball, Duke has suspended Grayson Allen for tripping an opponent. You can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations and our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
Young or old, stocking stuffed with fun make everyone smile. Half Price Books has an amazing selection of surprises under $10. Journals, earbuds, action figures, way better than apples and...
I have piles and piles of reports to finish.
Yeah, it always seems to be piled on this time of the year.
Susan, what are we doing for our holiday party?
Home Run In Catering makes holidays easier one slice at a time.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
But I made the point earlier when he was going through the process and even when he was here in minicamp that he somehow managed to not make anybody mad at him because he's a pretty cocky kid. I don't want to go as far as to say arrogant, but he's very sure of himself. He managed not to alienate the veterans. Now it seems he's working on it.
If it truly is not his fault, I want my quarterback doing that. I don't care if he's 15 years old or 35 years old. If Macy Brooks had his ass in the wrong place, tell him so.
Shut up.
And then call him Ed. The great Cade McNown.
Macy Brooks.
Oh, my God.
Was he awful, too? Were we that worried about that Bears team? And as it turned out, we found out that Cade McNown had his own head up his ass.
Oh, repeatedly. I mean, he was one of the, you know, like a guy that you just didn't quite understand what a putt he was. You know, he hit it for a while. He kept it sort of under the surface, like a lot of guys do these days, because there's a lot of phonies. But, I mean, that guy, if you were around him long enough, you knew you couldn't hide it forever.
We got a lot of sponsors to thank today of the Scores Big Holiday Broadcast because our corporate holiday starts tomorrow, our big four-day weekend.
Oh.
We'd like to thank Windy City
More than that for me.
Of Lakeview, Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Muller Honda of Gurnee, Bolingbrook Golf Club, Craftsman, the designer of this wonderful mobile studio set, Arango Cigar, and, of course, our friends at Real Time Sports. Also, to everybody who has been compelled to correspond via email, Twitter, text, it has been overwhelming, as you can understand. And I have done my best with longtime friends and friends of the show, people who have become personal friends of mine just because of the show, that I have been trying. All I can tell you is I've read everything.
I have, too. I've read everyone in your show.
I've forwarded everything with Terry's name on it, everything for both of us I have sent along to Terry. And it has been important to me. Trust me, I want you to know that I've read it all. And I appreciate every bit of it. It's impossible for me to get. I could come up with some sort of canned automatic email reply, but I don't want to do that either. So if you did send a note, I'm sure you're listening now, and I want you to know that it means a great deal.
We covered the gamut from, and I read every one of them. I think there are more than 400 at my last count. Every bit from just like so sweet and kind to oh my God. I think I'm going to be disturbed the rest of my life after reading that.
Heavy, heavy stuff. Yep.
Oh, boy. If I'm the calming influence in your life, take a restock. Take a step away. So but it has been incredible. It is. I had no idea, and I've said this before, I had no idea that this show meant so much to so many people, and it apparently does. And those who, and I mean, we're not talking about one or two paragraph letters either.
No, long form
letters. And I read every word of them. And I will continue to do so. And those of you I can try to get back to, I will try to get back to you at some point. But right now, things are a little bit crazy.
I was talking to my wife about it last night. She and I were marveling because she and I got married the same year. You know, we were married in March 20th of 1999, and then this show began in August. So it's another thing that this show has been contemporaneous with my life.
I'd been married 28 years by that time.
As a husband and a father. And it's just, it's very difficult to find words to describe it because it's something that was just so central to one's existence.
Yep.
And there are some themes that keep recurring in a lot of the correspondence that I've received and stuff that is immensely gratifying. What really means a lot to me when people talk about the show. And talk about especially the transition that they made from your work, Terry, as the connection you established as a writer to then becoming a broadcaster and what has that meant, what it has meant to people, is that people have looked at sports differently and thought about sports differently. The two things that have really mattered to me, just I should say at the outset, when people say
you made me a better critical thinker about sports, or you made me think differently about the way I look at my teams.
A lot of those, yeah.
A lot of those where they say that there's a time before this show and a time since this show where the city doesn't talk about sports quite in the same way. And I think that's really cool. And whether true or not, if it's just true for you, it's certainly appreciated. And that's a high compliment. The other thing is when people say that we were in our always trying to find that balance of serious and stupid, of silly and real, that trying to be serious about things that deserved it, trying to take the serious things
different tone, yeah.
seriously,
absolutely.
And be silly about the silly things, which sports is mostly absurd and silly. And I think
and I'm glad we've got so many converts out there through it all. I mean they you know, a lot of the endings to the letters are, you know, I'm a better sports fan because of it. I understand more. I got more. And that's more gratifying than anything, because I think there's a, you know, and even though I put newspapers behind me in August of 92 when I finally
said them underneath you.
Yeah, I put them underneath me now. I still, in my heart, because people always ask, what do you really consider yourself? What are you really? A writer. I'm still a writer in my mind. I'm not, I wasn't very good at this. I'm still not certain that I am, but I really wasn't very good at this. And I, you know, what I did was try to transfer this to print, and I seemed to touch some nerves when I was in print, occasionally. And I didn't dream for a second, because I was not trained to do this. I wasn't either. I had no idea what anything was. I still don't. That's the beauty of having Matt and Canny and everybody around me. I've had all the people over the years. And if you liked some of the names over the years, the people that have worked on the show, you'll hear from them. You will hear from them on the 5th. So, I mean, that's what that is. But this is, you know, still in my heart of hearts, even after doing this for 25 years, and it'll be in a week or so, I still think of myself more as a writer than I do a radio guy. And I don't know if other radio guys have done, or newspaper guys, there's so many of them that graduated to radio, it's ridiculous across the country. It's like an old homecoming for me. That's how my guys are out there. But I don't know what they think of, but I know where my roots are. I know where my start was. And if without that, I don't get talked to. Them and damn that. I don't get talked to for this at all.
Well, I always say that the good talking is essentially good writing. It's just going through a little different processor. And a lot of kids like, hey, what should I study?
Yeah.
Just read and write. Read and write. And then you figure out how to talk. Mike is in Palatine, and he's on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. We're good.
Hey, Terry. I just wanted to call. I've never had anything creative to say. I called in a long time ago to sing the Grand Old Flag to you. I thought I'd give it to you one more time.
Give it to me.
Yes, let's hear it, Mike.
And Burns? You're the best damn interviewer on that show, bar none. I look forward to what's going to happen in the future. Terry, have a great one. Here we go.
All right, Mike, let it rip.
Hit it.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And wherever in peace may you wave, you're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boat or a break. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flying flag. Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
That away,
outstanding, my friend.
I don't get
it. Thank you for the first time, and thanks for the second
time. Yes, if people just to sort of finish the story there, that Mike sang that song to bring us out of our terror after 9/11.
I had it.
And it was the first time we actually just sort of laughed at something and got back to the old Boers and Bernstein show after days of virtual shell shock. And that's what did it. We'll never forget it.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
The Boers and Bernstein show, one last time on the score.
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670 The Score.
We welcome it now, a guy. Has he made it official yet? Has Scottie Pippen officially retired?
Scottie, are you retired?
I'm done.
Are you happy to be retired?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Don't have to worry about the obligation of coming in and working hard and getting up early and being ready to go through 2 days of training camp. I put in my dues, so I think it's time for me to step away.
Do you feel, regardless of all the success you had and all that you did during your first go-around with the Bulls, do you feel that you earned your many millions of dollars in this second contract?
I feel like it. I don't like to judge myself on what I'm being paid. I never have. But to say that, you know, I came back and earned the salary that they paid me, yes.
Really? Now, did you feel in your heart of hearts, and be honest with us, because, you know, this is your last score, did you feel in your heart of hearts that when you came back last year, you would actually be able to contribute? Because people knew you were hurting. For example, your knee was bothering you, correct?
No. I mean, I had an injury last year during the season that kind of set me back.
But it didn't bother you, say, before last year's training camp began, because that was the rumor that you knew you were hurting and that you came and tried anyway.
Not to my recollection.
Okay. So it was all accumulated during last season. Well, we waited like 7 minutes, and I didn't know it was going to be Scottie Pippen, and because we've been you know spanking a wanky we like to do, and I believe we had a bad connection.
I think that is exactly what happened. I think the phone cut out.
Yeah, with a button press.
Tonight, on the ninth day of Cubs, Mr. Skohor gave to me a World Series game to win.
Yep, Schwarber gets two RBI and Jake Arrieta baffles the Indians to tie up the series at a game apiece.
RBI single, Kyle Schwarber, Cubs lead 2-0.
Don't miss this historic game starting after Thursday night football on the 12 days of Cubs miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group. No silent.
Wrapped all 22 gifts in under 3 hours. This mom is winning.
Honey, we're home. What's for dinner?
Home Run In Pizza. Make your holidays easier one slice at a time.
This week in music history. This week in 1957, Elvis Presley had his draft notice served on him for the U.S. Army. This week in 1969, the Supremes made their last TV appearance together with Diana Ross. This week in 1984, Madonna started a 6-week run at number one with Like a Virgin, her first U.S. number one. This week in 1988, Nirvana started recording their first album, Bleach. Interesting items in music.
You hear what I hear.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a dream.
Number 2.
Heinie Kamoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee. Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor.
This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK. And this week in 2012, Gangnam Style by South Korean musician Psy became the first YouTube video to reach a billion views. This week's most popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So. The number one song this week. 53 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
From Sprint.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a classic Dan and Terry moment.
Hey, buddy.
On 670 The Score.
By the way, Suntimes.com is reporting the Bears got Cutler. Suntimes.com is reporting the Bears got Cutler. We have more from Brian Peruke.
This is almost too unbelievable to keep going, but
right.
The Bears...
I'm in a haze already, but go ahead.
The Bears acquired quarterback Jay Cutler today for number one draft picks in 2009 and 2010, a number three pick this year, and Kyle Orton, the Sun-Times has learned.
Hot damn!
The Bears received the Broncos' fifth round pick this year.
Go get him, Jerry! 312-644-6767. In case you are just getting in your car, in case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned the Bears got Jay Cutler.
51 and 51. Thank you
and
for
I
the
think,
ringing endorsement.
I want to say, if you
let oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
That very day, Hub came out and was like, chill out.
don't
get that excited about it. He's not that good. It'll break your heart. And I want to say on that tape that I said something about the Bears now have the most talented quarterback in franchise history. And it turns out that it was true. Even at 51 and 51, that's all he really will. He was the most talented quarterback.
Yeah.
In Bears history. And they've got absolutely nothing to show for it other than a decade of misery. Jeez.
You couldn't tell by listening to that.
Grabbing some phone calls here in the final Boers and Bernstein show. And the Score's program director, and you have another title, the XRT operations director?
Babysitter.
Is that?
Score babysitter.
Score babysitter. Mitch Rosen is joining us.
First of all, you sounded like King Meatball when they got Cutler.
I am a King Bears Meatball.
Just real quick, I wanted to thank, most importantly, everybody in this room and all our listeners, because without listeners, none of us are here. So what you guys have accomplished in over 17 years is unbelievable. So a thank you from me, from our company, but a thank you to all our listeners. So a big round of applause for everybody in this room and for everybody listening. When we decided to move you guys to Afternoon Drive, you were in middays, we all looked at each other, is this the right move, you know? We knew the skills of Terry, Dan, but we knew you were a little nuts. And it ended up working out for a long time, putting you in Afternoon Drive. So thank you both for that. Terry, you and I first met when I was at WGN Radio.
Yes,
you were
doing
the sports writers. I remember seeing you on Sundays, walking across Michigan Avenue, and we talked.
Naked.
Yes.
I was naked a lot.
Shirts and skins.
I couldn't afford pants.
Right. But it's just a thank you. I just want to spend a minute thanking you guys for everything you've done, what this brand has created on the radio and transcended to our audience. It's just unbelievable. You don't see that in media these days, and what you guys have done has been a major accomplishment. Dan, you have ruined a couple of my vacations, so thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Some things
not as many as Dan I had.
No, but he's up there. And Terry, I just treasure the friendship you and I have had and will continue to have, and wish you nothing but the best. We'll get to that on January 5th. Mm-hmm. Today is about the show, Boards and Bernstein. Yep. But thank you, too. Thank you to all your producers, Matt, Tanny, Jason Goff through the years, and many more. But on behalf of the audience, thank you very much, and enjoy this day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
We are doing just that.
And we're talking to you doing it.
We are.
Just letting it up to you.
In Kentucky, it's Gearhead Boy on the score.
Oh, Gearhead Boy.
Terry, how you been, buddy?
I'm all right, my friend. How are you?
You were the one. I'm doing okay. It's been a long ride. You're the one that gave me my name at some outing on McLean Avenue in Elgin. I think it was 23 years ago. And up until that point, I was just some schmuck from Bartlett. I mean, I'm still the same schmuck, but now I'm Gearhead Boy schmuck. But it's been a pleasure talking to you over the years. We didn't always agree on everything, but we always had a good time debating it and arguing about it. We never did make it to Talladega together, Terry. You know, we talked about that many times, but I wish you all the luck in the world, buddy.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. And hanging with us all these years as well. Thank you.
We've got a lot more to come today. Boers and Bernstein, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670, The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Interesting items in music.
A vile one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica. Interesting item. Interesting music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokesanimal, Tony the Tiger.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Most popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. And the number one song this week, 38 years ago in 1978, Chic, La Freak.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. How would you like to hear what the Pope's choir will sing on Christmas Eve? You can when Charlie Rose takes you inside the Sistine Chapel for a special performance. Hear the majestic voices and find out what it takes to be a voice of the Pope.
When they hear us singing, we have to direct them to consider something which is divine.
The Pope's Choir, this Sunday only on 60 Minutes on CBS.